Can I show you something?
Do it, Major.
There is what we call spiritual ecosystem.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, you are. Now, when we talk about the ecosystem, as you're still standing like that, just to hear this message. It is also known as the echolocation. Say echolocation. Say it again. All right, let me teach you what is an echo. Okay. On the mixer there, can you put the microphone on an echo? Yes. Put it on an echo. Does they even know the meaning of echo? Echo.
Echo.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's the meaning of an echo.
That's the meaning of an echo.
What is an echo? An echo is when sound bounces back. It's okay. We have known now. Remove it. Jesus Christ. Say echolocation. So when prophets are ministering, we use echolocation. Now, when we are praying, God uses echo.
I receive.
Say echolocation. What is echolocation? Overflow, you are there, right? So what is the meaning of echolocation? When we say echolocation, it is, ever heard a word where people say, as blind as a bat? Ever heard that statement? Wait, you. People say, as blind as a bat. Do you know a bat? A bat. In your language, what do you call a bat? No, say it from your language. Everybody say it. So, when we talk of a bat, say a bat. Exactly. When we speak of a bat, or are you hearing me or you're not even hearing me? When we speak of a bat does not see. But how does a bat eat? A bat goes for hunting every night. Yet a bat is blind. So a bat uses what is called the echolocation. It is whereby a bat will send a sound. Did you hear that? A bat will send a sound. When the sound is bouncing back, it brings the information where an insect is. So in the brain of a bat, a bat makes spatial arrangement, which is called the echolocation. It is a spatial arrangement whereby the bat will understand the distance. Now, the longer the sound bounces back, the far or the further the insect is. No, wait. Are you here or your home? What's just happened? So when a bat is here, now let me teach you something. Put your hand in front of your mouth. All right? Your hand must be a little bit facing your eyes. I said, look. Hey, people are touching their mouth. I didn't say we touch your mouth. I said, put your hand in front of your mouth. But your hand must be facing your eyes. It must go closer to your forehead. Jerusalem. Now, I want you to breathe air, strong air on your hand. What is happening? Where is the air going? Back to you. Oh, exactly. So in sound, well, I want to tell you something, how God uses things, right? How prayer is made and how we do these things in the spirit. Now, when a bat says a sound, exactly, the sound bounces back to the ears of a bat.
Preach that in.
The same way, if there's an object in front of you and you blow your air there, the air bounces back to you. And the band exercises the same arrangement. It is a special arrangement in the brain of a bat. Not only a bat, dolphins also uses the same arrangement. Now, and other animals. Now, look at this. So the animal will be here. A grasshopper will be there. And the bat will send a message, a sound. When the sound goes to the insect, when it is bouncing back, it brings the whole information. How big is the insect? The location of an insect? How fast it is moving? No. Are you understanding? This is why in the water, dolphins will be moving six, and they'll jump at the very same time, and will enter the water. They'll be doing same things, and you'll be asking, how do they communicate? They'll be sending echoes in the water. They send echoes.
Parakadoja sofredikos.
I see.
Now, in the spirit, there are spiritual echolocations.
My goodness.
This way I can stand here and I can know and pick a problem of a person at the back.
Hi.
Prophesied.
Bring it on, Daddy.
So there is a signal I can send in the spirit. There's a sound I can make in the spirit, which it can go inside the people and locate a person and sends back to me with the whole information. How big is the problem? When it started? How it can finish? It's a spiritual echolocation.
Spiritual echolocation.
Now. Hebrews 13. It's in the Bible. Hebrews 13. Just stand. You can write as you're standing. If you're tired, you sit down. No problem. Overflow. You know I love you, right? Overflow, I love you. Now, let's go there. Let's go. Hebrews 13, from verse 5. What is the Bible saying? Hebrews 13, verse 5. Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have. For he himself said, I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Say echolocation. I will never leave you, nor forsake you. Now, you'll find Christians quoting that verse. The Bible says, I will never leave you. I will never forsake you. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I will never leave you. No. That verse there has got an echo, which is written in verse 6. Verse 6, there is an echo of the said word. So we may boldly say. Now go back to verse 5. For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Why has he said that? So that we may boldly say. So we must not say, he will never leave me nor forsake me. But we must say what is coming. Okay. There is an echo from that word. It says, so that we may say. It is not just to say, I will not leave you, I will not forsake you. Yes, the Bible says that. But it says, so that we may. Now go verse 6. So that we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper. I will not fear. What can man? So verse 6 is an echo of verse 5. You are so slow. Can I continue a little bit?
Hear this. So the word is there. But then from that word, there is an echo. So the word goes.
Now when I say
yes, and the word goes there, and it bounces back. This word is written so that you may say, I will not be afraid. What can man do unto me? Now, so the scripture here says, so the Bible here says, I will not leave you nor forsake you. All right. So that I may say, the same way, this is what we call the word of God's echolocation. Now, when we are dealing with the word of God, finding the echolocation of the word of from the scriptures, we use such to find the echolocation of the word. Now, when you are reading the Bible here, you read every verse has got an echo.
Now, you're following. All right, so. If you are not understanding, no problem. Just hear it. As long as you can hear. Say echolocation. Now, so that is from the scripture perspective. Now, when we move from the scripture perspective, we go into the prayer perspective. How are echoes made in prayer? So you may be standing at the back there. You are praying for something to happen at your house. The prayer you pray, there is something that happens. There is a spiritual communication. Okay? All right. So, look at this. Let me try to do something here. Who can we demonstrate on? Say echolocation. You see, I may stand here. Oh, where can I stand?
Do it, Daddy.
And we have got people here, right? We have people all this place. Now, as I'm standing here, I am able to move nicely here, right? Because I have not sent any echolocation. You didn't hear this. But when I stand like this, and then the Spirit, I send a signal. These people here, they begin to understand there's the move of the Holy Ghost here. My goodness.
Preach.
I feel like you're getting me right. Now, look at this. Say echolocation. Now, so a bat will be here. A grasshopper will be there. Now, when it is not a grasshopper, a bat will not even dare to fly and catch. Because the echolocation will send the spatial arrangement to say that the thing that is passing here, it is a human being. Run away. Without a bat seeing. But when the sound is bouncing back to the ears of a bat. It gives the information how big is the object coming. And the bat is able to know whether to catch it or to run away. If a bat can have that ability, and you have not that ability, you don't even know what is coming tomorrow. Yeah. Can we use some echolocation? So a bat will be here, and a bat will be able to know where the insect is, and you don't know where your job is, you don't know where your money is, you don't know where your husband is. Tonight we're going to use echolocation.
I receive, Daddy.
Uh-huh. Say echolocation. We will use what is called spiritual echolocation, where we'll find out how big, how tall is the miracle coming ahead of us. We'll know where the situation is. We'll know where the problem is. We'll know where the fees is hiding, where a miracle is hiding. Spiritual echo. Sorico paradia. That's what you use in the spirit. You see? You see, I'm now standing here, right? I'm standing here.
Major Provovo. Bring it on.
Now hear this. Hear this. Did you hear the sound of the air? The sound of the air I blew. When they heard it, there is a reaction. The reaction you are seeing happening there, it is as a result of the spiritual echo. So a bat will send the sound. And those people there who had fallen in there, I can tell you all their names, where they're coming from, everything about them. Because when the sound went to them, touched them, when they were falling down, the sound came back to my spirit.
Bring it on, Daddy. The Divine Encyclopedia. Paranomics here.
Oh, yes.
I feel like somebody's about to get something right here. I'm looking the direction where people are so crazy with Jesus.
Here, Daddy, here, Daddy, here, Daddy.
Which location?
Bring it on.
You see, in this hall, I have not yet discovered my area.
Bring it up, Daddy!
In this hall, I have not yet discovered my real area. You know, in the hall H, I couldn't know which area it was my area.
The prophet of our generation. Mitch! The Divine Encyclopedia.
Say Jesus! Spiritual echolocation. It's a spiritual echolocation.
Spiritual echolocation.
Things will happen today. Your story will change today. Wherever you are. Say, receive, receive, receive.
I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive.
Say, receive, 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 receive. Say, receive it, I receive it, I receive it. Raise up your hands, raise up your hands, raise up your hands. Listen to this. So when you are praying, when you are praying, the way you are raising up your hands like that, there is a message you are sending to God. Now, understand that if God can create a bat to have such an ability, and God is in heaven, how does he see you when you say, God, see me? How does he touch you when you say, God, touch me? Yet God is seated in heaven. God uses the echo location. When you are praying, then God picks it up.
Oh my goodness.
It's a prayer echo location. So God can locate you through the prayer. I just said raise up your hands, and I've already dropped their hands up. And you don't know that I'm locating something through the raised up hands. Say, Heavenly Father, as I raise my hands, I make vibrations in the spirit. Let things begin to shift. In the name of Jesus. Now drop that down your hands. Now look at this. Hear me, when I'm bringing things like such type of teachings, I want you to understand something. You must understand that your hands have got so much power, more than any energy in the world. I know you don't know that. Your hands, if you can point your finger or your hand, you can stretch it at a door, just like this. For a certain time, a door can open on its own. Oh, you're not understanding this. And you're like, what are you talking about? Watch this. The Bible says, you shall lay your hands on the sick, and the sick shall be healed. Why shall you lay your hands? Because scientifically, Jesus understands science. Jesus says, you are the light of the world. Did you hear that? Yes. Now imagine you being the light. Then Jesus says, you shall lay your hand on the sick, and the sick shall be healed. Do you know cancer is healed by light? There is a therapy which is called the radiotherapy, which is the use of intensive light. Oh, are you here or you don't even understand? So they use light in order to heal, to treat cancer. And Jesus says, you are the light of the world. You shall lay your hands on the sick. And Jesus says to Peter. He says to Peter, says Simon, but Jonah, son of Jonah, you are a rock. So where you are a light, you are a rock, you are this. Do you understand what I'm talking about? Tell your neighbor, you are a rock. You are the light. You are the salt. Jesus says you are the salt of the world. This is what the Bible says. If anyone be in Christ, he is a new creature. Not a new human being, but a new creature. A creature is something that is not a normal thing. When you are moving there and you come back to me and say, I was moving there and I saw a creature, what picture are you giving me? Are you saying you met a human being? What's a creature? Something dangerous. Exactly. The Bible didn't say, if any man be in Christ is a new human being. It says, you are a new creature. Because you are a salt yourself, you are a rock, you are the light yourself. Tell you, I'm very dangerous. When you know yourself from that way, you fear nothing. Nothing will control you. Say never. Never. I am unshakable. Untouchable. Say in the name of Jesus. I win every battle in front of me. This is what you must understand. As I said, according to science, if you put so much light, great light intensity, over an object for 1 hour, that object, two things can happen. It's either it can burn, just light. If you take a glass, face it to the sun, there's a reflection that comes from the glass that moves, right? If you put that reflection over a cloth for 1 hour, the cloth will begin to get fire. How many of them know that? If there's light reflection from the sun, I'm talking about light. If you take a glass like this, a mirror, and then there is light coming from the sun hitting there, it creates a light wave, right? That light that moves, when you move the glass, it also moves. You know that, right? If you put it on the same position into the house, that house can catch fire. How many of them know that? Oh, it's good that you know. Now imagine Jesus says you are the light of the world. So the more the problem is there, and you are a child of God, you are not releasing the fire. You are the light in front of a problem. Within an hour, the problem will catch fire. But how do you locate problems? How do you move in the spirit? Because some people here, they're like, oh, what is he preaching about? I don't understand this. Wait, this is not just a church. We are more than a church. We are more than a church. We are a revelation.
Oh, yes.
We are more than a revelation.
Oh, yes.
We are a spiritual movement.
Oh, yes.
We are more than that.
Oh, yes.
We are the power of God.
Oh, yes.
We are more than that.
Oh, yes.
We are the wisdom of God.
Oh, yes.
Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Woo.
Spiritual growth. It's not when every time you come to church and we are telling you the Bible, hallelujah, so you must grow, you must read the Bible. No, spiritual growth. It's when you begin to understand, when you're moving in the streets like this and you bump with a person like this, then you stop and your spirit speaks in tongues of protection. Because you are sensing danger.
Oh, yes.
Then a person walks back to you and he says, you know what? I have got some magic powers to steal people's money. But when I bumped onto you, my charm has disappeared. And I have failed to collect money from your pocket. How do you do it? You look at him and say, Karadaya Bataya.
Jesus. Woo.
Not you, a child of God. You come from church, you speak in tongues, and you move like this, then he hits bam. Then you go like this. Oh, I met a guy, he just hit me here. Oh, my money is gone. Are you crazy? You use echo, spiritual echoes, echo what? Echolocation. You stand like this, and a guy is coming there with the charms. Already, there's an echolocation. You know what is who he is before he even comes to you. Rakaparidoski prada ratesko bebra adiema sotaka parada. Somebody shout!
Jeez. Woo.
Spiritual. Echolocation.
Oh, yes.
If dolphins can do it, if a bat can do it, what more you, a child of the Most High God?
Oh, yes.
Tell you, I'm sensing something wrong with you. I have used spiritual echolocation. Sarakadusha.
I receive. I receive.
Tell your neighbor, say, hey.
Hey.
I am sensing a miracle in your life. I just sensed using spiritual echolocation. You say when people are panicking, right? I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what's going to happen. Some of us, we don't. Because we use spiritual. We already know what's going to happen.
Oh, yes.
How strong it is. How. Yeah.
General.
talking about spiritual echolocation. When you see people complaining, I don't know. I think he has blocked me. He has blocked me. He's blue-ticking me. You don't know spiritual echolocation.
Oh, yes.
You go in your room like this. You close the door to locate what is wrong.
Mati! Bring it on!
Woo!
Daddy!
Now, by the time you're finishing, you take your phone. 8 messages from him.
Oh, yes.
Co-location. Echo-location. Daddy.
He's even shouting at you. Where are you offline? Answer me. Hey. When 8 messages and 26 missed calls. Spiritual echolocation.
Oh, yes.
Can you locate problems right now?
Oh, yes.
How many says, Major, I want to locate my problem. I want to handle it right now.
Do
I want to remove it in the name of Jesus. Parates
cumpradia. Oh, yes. Hey. Do it, Daddy.
Woo.
Tell your neighbor, spiritual echolocation. Now, so we are doing that today. Another day I will tell you financial echolocation. Because of time, I would have taught you tonight. I will teach you another day, financial echolocation. Where you locate where it's hiding.
Do it, Daddy. Bring it on.
It's a spiritual echolocation. We locate problems. We know it's demonic. We know it's spiritual. We know it's a sickness. By using spiritual echo. I told you yesterday, right? I told you yesterday about conductors. About conductors. That the air can be what? A conductor of anointing. So you are standing there. As long as there's air and I'm here, there is air. I can use this air. Oh my goodness. And the anointing can flow.
Oh yes.
The anointing can flow through the air. And the air can become what? A conductor of the anointing. The problem is, Christianity has become a theory. That's a problem. Christianity has become a theory. Imagine you are the light of the world, yet you are in darkness. The Bible says, rise, shine, for thy light has come.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my goodness. Rise, shine. The word rise, shine. It is not being addressed to somebody who is already risen. It is to somebody who financially is down. Spiritually, he may be down. God says, rise, shine. You'll shine this year in the name of Jesus.
I receive.
You will never beg.
I receive.
Let me say this to you. In the spirit realm, I have sensed.
I see.
Somebody here is going through a big, big, big problem. But I want to tell you something. It's a matter.
Oh, yes.
Of understanding.
Oh, yes.
Spiritual echo. Oh,
location.
Quantum of events.
Oh, yes.
Major profofo.
Pockets of moments.
Oh, yes.
Past, present.
Oh, yes.
And the future.